the Board of Directors of the Anne Arundel Recreation and Park District for this Thursday, February 8th, 2018. MJ?
Yes. Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye, here.
Director Hoagland?
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Let the record show, Director Garcia is not here yet.
Okay. Can I have Director Lopez Garcia lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks. Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the agenda as presented. I second it.
Okay. Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Garcia is absent.
Okay. Moving on to number four. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item.
Madam Chair, I move the consent calendar as written.
I second that.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Garcia is absent.
Okay. We have a presentation, an update on the community garden by Jasmine Tin.
Yes. I'd like to thank the board for inviting me here tonight. Thank you for your time. I'm just going to give you a quick, you only have two copies of this presentation that I'm going to give to you, of just a quick overview of the current state of the garden. So again, I'd like to thank the board for your time tonight. I'd like to thank Doug for your support, and also the community groups that have been working with me for their support. As we know, Bay Point is a growing city with 22,000 residents. It's kind of alarming to me that we only have access to fresh fruits and veggies through three local stores. So that's why this project for me has been a priority. So what we've been working on, as you can see, are different goals for the garden. We've been mostly working on organizing community groups and kind of grouping them in two different ways, you know, groups that have resources for us and then also volunteer-based groups that can actually help us hands-on on the garden. So we have a few dates coming up that we're going to be having official cleanups to help weed out the garden. We have local community groups that are going to be working on repairing the fence and repairing the boxes. So it's all looking really great. I also have those flyers for you as well.
Nice. We can put these up for everyone?
Yes.
Awesome.
So I have that for you. And so if you guys have any questions or any comments that you would, you know, any questions that you have about where the community garden is going, just feel free to ask me. Right now, we're focusing on things like, again, repairing the garden boxes, just foundation things, so that the community can really get back in there again. I think that, you know, we can all agree when we say that we like, you know, fresh, free, organic fruits and vegetables, which is something that this community desperately needs. So if you guys have any questions or comments, I'm open to those right now.
The picture on page two, is that a real picture from our gardens?
That's not a real picture from our garden,
but
that is it. Yeah, where is that? that's the ideal
that's a goal.
Way that, yes,
yeah.
That I'd like to design the ADA accessibility part of the garden, which is a big piece of this garden, is the ADA accessibility to make sure that, you know, they can get in there, the seniors can get in there with no issue as well. So that's a big piece that we're focusing on. And we'll make a section for them specially for that.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Anybody else?
I do have a question about the garden. I know there's
yes,
granite that was there. Are you planning to take it all out and redo any of that?
So what we're planning on doing with the walkways in particular are, like you said, there was granite there before, so we're planning on laying down decomposed granite walkways again, so that there can be wheelchair access and easy access for the seniors as well. So when you say there was there granite all throughout?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was a parking lot.
Right.
To begin with. And what happened there was that, on, as what you're planning, is just put soil on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So when weeds or, you know, unwanted plants grow, it's very hard to pull them out.
Right.
Because of the granite.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what would be recommended would be just really taking all the granite out. But
okay.
That would take a harder, you know.
dig under the foundation.
So, I mean, probably you could choose which one because you'd have some raised beds anyway.
Right, so what we've been doing to kind of alleviate the weed problem is laying down the wood chips, which has really been helping. And not only does that help to alleviate the wood chips, it kind of builds the integrity of the soil, you know, with the microbes and all of that. So we've been doing that, but we could definitely take a look into doing that, you know, as well. And I'd also like to invite you all to the grand opening that, as you can see there, is going to be on the 17th. We're going to have all sorts of music, we're going to have food and stuff there for the community and members that are going to be helping us that day. So,
I would
be
9:00.
And the cleanup?
And the cleanup as well. It's at 9:00 to 4:00 p.m. that day. Just so people can come in and out. If they need to work, they can come after work or on their lunch break or whatever.
Great.
Just leaves it a little bit more open.
And the board is welcome to come to the work
Absolutely.
Party also.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Love to see you guys out there.
It takes a village.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm excited about this project. You know, the planting season is coming up, so.
I would like to also have you, there's Lavonia Allen there. There's also other preschools there. Before, the teachers would try to buy a plot just for that school.
Right.
Please invite them.
Absolutely.
Shore Acres would love to come.
So I believe we've been doing some outreach to the local preschools, and
mm-hmm.
we've been letting them know about the garden. We've just barely got the flyers started, so we'll absolutely be inviting
okay.
them, the firefighters as well, and all the previous people who were previously involved in the garden. I think that it's
yeah.
an important priority for them to be invited as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I just wanted to let that be open there because a lot of, well, especially Lavonia Allen,
mm-hmm.
they would make field trips down there to do the planning.
Okay.
And also we had to grab some of the kids because they kept eating all the strawberries.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they loved it. And that was a,
yeah.
That was also a, what do you call it? That's also a math, science, you know.
Exactly.
A STEM.
A
exactly.
STEM.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that is a really good project. And that's what you might want to introduce that to them as, because
mm-hmm.
that's how I introduced it, and I got my two classes down here.
Great.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
And it works so beautiful, because we also got donations from, where
Hinkle.
Is it? Pardon me?
Hinkle?
Not Hinkle. It was the Home Depot.
Oh, okay.
They gave us, and I have a friend I could go through to get donations. They gave us like 6 crates
yeah.
of strawberries.
Wow.
So all the kids were in both classes were planting
That's
strawberries.
Amazing.
And let me tell you, when they bloomed, they were all gone too.
Yes. The kids
sure.
are in there.
I mean, the kids are in there.
Okay.
I mean, you know, and we also planted, it was cherry tomatoes, things that went up real fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cherry tomatoes, they. And the strawberries, they were,
yes.
oh my goodness, they were just went crazy.
It's enjoyable
yes.
to be able to garden with the kids and the things that they learn and the skills that they get.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was the name of the preschool one more time?
Lavonia Allen. It's right off here of Los Venados.
Let me write that down really quickly. Lavonia Allen.
And also, the other one is, you want to get a hold of, is Riverview.
Okay.
And, also, it's a Riverview Continuation School. Not it's called
Riverside.
Riverside, because the people there will also send kids over. if they have to do time,
mm-hmm.
they could do that. They're
okay.
really, really good.
Okay.
And the other one you want to get hold is Eva Garcia.
Okay.
Because she has people that need to put time in, and she'll send them over there to work with you.
Awesome.
Okay, mm-hmm. but awesome. I'm just trying to give you names to where
yep.
you could, you
that's
know.
What I,
but
that's
if there's
what I,
anything else I could do, I'll email you.
Perfect.
Okay.
I really appreciate
no
it.
No problem
thank
at all.
Thank you. And again, thank you all for your time.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any more comments or questions.
Madam Chair, I have another question.
Yeah, please.
So yeah. is the plan to still have it rented as plots? And,
yes,
yeah.
that's the plan. So we're going to have a session for the preschool. We're going to have a session for the board members and the people who were previously involved, and then also for the residents. I'm pretty sure that we're going to be renting out the plots, and then we'll be using that money for, you know, different
yeah.
things that we will need in the garden. So
mm-hmm.
I think that that's fair. And that's how they do it over at the health district
yeah.
as well. They have a yearly fee that, you know, all the members pay. So I think that that would be something that would be fair. And then we would obviously leave the donations here and then, you know, go about it that way. But absolutely.
And Madam Chair, since the Garden Club was involved with that at
mm-hmm.
one point,
mm-hmm.
we have a list of former plot
right.
owners,
mm-hmm.
renters, whatever you call
right.
them, tenants. That we could share with you.
Great.
So you could connect with them, because I'm sure they want to come back and
yes.
have a plot with you.
Yes, awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. Great.
And Ms. Tin, you probably know this, but just on the off chance you don't, you know, we have a teen center and then we have the Bay Point Youth Academy, and
yes.
both those groups need volunteering
Ooh,
opportunities.
Those are all the groups.
And
yes.
I mean, they meet.
That's awesome.
Building, and they really would be just.
The Bay Point Youth Academy.
The Bay Point Youth Academy and the Teen Center.
Okay.
You go through with Randy?
Yes.
Yeah. And
awesome.
Really great kids.
Okay.
And they will
Ready.
Be
yeah.
they will
That's
be more
awesome.
Than happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Okay. So
okay.
then I'll definitely be in contact with all of those groups. I look forward to getting the information about the previous plot owners. And then I will also be reaching out to the preschools to make sure that they know and then they can be involved as well, so
yeah.
we can have the kids involved and as well as the youth. I think that that's important to make everybody in this community involved in this project.
Please don't get offended because you guys have mounds of horse manure. The kids love to run on the mountain and come down. So, I mean, they play that. They have so much fun.
Yeah.
And we kept telling them what it was.
They're like, what is it? You know,
yeah.
it's
yeah.
fun.
They just found it a big mountain, so they would run up and run down, and that would be their thing to play with and pick all the food they could.
Right.
You know? So,
yeah.
yeah. So
yeah,
please
fun.
Have those mountains back.
Yeah, so they can run up and down. Yeah.
That was
it's important to have a section for the kids, too.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Anything
so.
Else?
There's no further questions
thank
or comments.
You so much.
Thank you so much for
no,
your time again,
yeah.
and I look forward to following up with you guys next month.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Moving on to the general manager's report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, since the new year has arrived, I've had a number of meetings. I did meet with the county regarding the CDBG grant. We did a walkthrough, identified what the project was. They had some questions for me. They'll be submitting a recommendation, and I believe it's in March, so we'll have to wait for that. There was a question of whether the curtains that we had as part of the project were actually structural. I claim that they are. They're permanent. If we were to sell the place, the curtains would go with it, but it's up to them to make that determination. They're rather pricey, so it would be great if it was included within the scope of the project itself. But we're excited to watch this project be considered by the Board of Supervisors and hope we will get some support and approval for that. Met with the County Elections Division and sat in with the talking about the two projects that are kind of working alongside each other. One is the access from the parking lot to the building for primarily in their interest for early voting and to vote. Of course, it would be a benefit to everybody that uses this building, so it's a win-win. As you may recall, we did identify some funds for that particular project. I believe we're in for $5,000. The county has funds of $7,000, and we need an additional $5,000 to raise for the project to satisfy the project estimate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're working with the county to identify additional resources for that project. We're hoping to get bid docs pretty soon, so we can go out to bid on this. We would like to be very ambitious and make see that it's done here relatively soon. But we're obligated to go through a bid process, which does take some time. So it's good news. We're continuing to work on that and making strides to getting that project complete. And of course, they had the community engagement component to this project, which is the garden. So they've done an excellent job working very well with a number of groups and organizations to breathe life back into the garden, and that's great. I did receive the proposal from the Eagle Scout. As I had mentioned before, we have an Eagle Scout that is going to reconstruct 5 boxes out there. So that application's been approved, signed off on, so he'll be part of this, you know, rehabilitation, which is good, and just another aspect of how the community pulls together to get these things accomplished. Had a meeting with representatives from Koshland. Very interesting meeting. Randy and I met with 3 representatives. They were all from different locations, Oakland, Berkeley, and San Francisco. And they wanted to review our teen program offerings and seeing, you know, what we're doing to engage this particular population. So Randy and I talked about kind of the genesis of the teen program, also their funding of the Koshland Academy. They wanted to take a look and see how that was progressing. And they were quite impressed, to say the least. As you guys are well aware of, Randy does an outstanding job, and Mabel has taken the academy and absolutely ran with it. So when the 3 of them walked back there, they were just so impressed that they opened up another grant opportunity for the district. The information for the grant is due by February 28th, and of course it will come before the board to accept or decline the grant if it's awarded. But the grant, last year, if you recall, we did receive a grant for $10,000, and it's quite generous, and they've done a very good job in helping us promote programs and healthy living for that particular target group. The current application for the grant is for $60,000.
Whoa.
Which again is very generous and would have great strides in helping our program. So again, I'll be working on that, putting the information in, filling that out, and it'll be brought to the board for acceptance again at a later date. So that's really good news. It's great. Koshland has been such a good friend to our community. I did meet with the East County Regional Group, First 5, regarding the park assessment. So as you recall, a group of stakeholders has gone around and assessed our parks. They met recently to kind of synthesize the information that they got and identify a particular area that they'd like to focus on. What they did identify is the Ambrose Park, with Lynn Brook Park being the secondary, but the primary focus area is Ambrose Park, which is highly appropriate, being that it's our biggest and most used park and our oldest park. I got to an opportunity to sit down with five group. Eduardo was part of that group and was able to just kind of walk through the processes that the board goes through in determining capital items. Talked about the budget. We're very candid about the budget and about the limitations this board has faced for decades and the resources available. I did convey the board's enthusiasm for doing capital projects when we do have the money available. I let them know that we have, as of today, about $325,000 that is unassigned. They did ask me point blank, would they put the $325,000 toward a project, which I said, I'm fiscally conservative, it's the board's money, but my recommendation would not be to do that. And the example that I provided, I hope I provided, is just today we have a broken main out in front, we have a broken water heater and the snack shack, and we have a HVAC system that has reached the end of its useful life, which will total about $10,000. Mm-hmm. If we spend the full 325, I won't be able to fix those things. It's just that in the board is well aware of the challenges that we face with the CIP budget. I did let them know that Clearland property is currently in escrow, and if that does sell, that'll free up some dollars. We do have some development coming on with the apartment complex or whatever's going on in Port Costa that will bring in some dollars for that. So this is a good opportunity for the community to get involved and help guide and have a voice in the process in which the board uses to decide in capital items. So it was a very fruitful discussion. Eduardo, I'll let him formally invite you to the next session. They're great. I have to let you know that, and I'd let the group know that when the board shows up to this, things that we're talking about, items within the sphere of the board, within their jurisdiction, the board, when there's more than two, can't discuss the items amongst each other. So when they go there, it's not that they're disinterested, it's just that the Brown Act precludes them from having any discussions. But you can take it all in, listen to what they're doing, the process they're going through, how they've kind of arrived at what they've arrived at. And again, this is a part of a kind of a lengthy process, but they're vetting this very clearly to understand exactly what they're up against, things that they can look at that would be focused, that will be within the purview of the district and the capital projects that we've been thinking about. I did share with them the engineer's report that we got from EMG. It's a relatively recent report, 2016, so the numbers are still pretty solid. Let them know what the assessments were. Surprisingly enough to me, when I was going through it, you know, we looked at the, I'll give you an example. There are immediate concerns that they identified that need to be done right away. And that, because if they go any further, it's just going to get that much more expensive. There may be safety issues involved, but they looked at it and says, this needs to be done right away. This should be your first priority. So there's a whole list of items on there. One of the things that the community likes is new playgrounds. They're just wonderful. And I told, I shared with the group, the challenge is those playgrounds are not listed on our engineer's report to be replaced until 2025. Mm-hmm. So from an engineer's perspective, those playground apparatus are perfectly fine right now. They're structurally sound and ready to go. So with that knowledge, everybody can share strategies on how to approach any kind of capital improvements or improvements to the park. And that's what we're bringing to the table for a full and robust discourse about the process of this. And they will be joining us by making a presentation of what their findings were through this whole process. And hopefully it'll be a very fruitful conversation for the board and for the community. Finally, and again, I'll let Eduardo, you make your invitation, let them know. I promised I would do that, but I don't want to upstage Eduardo. I met with the members of the Historical Society. Again, just to remind you, they approached me and they wanted information turned over to them. Usually it's historical documents of minutes, you know, how the district was formulated, and just kind of a history that they can archive. They have an archive available, and I think it's somewhere at the county. But they do have things over there. They have no museum, so there's nothing on display. You'd have to go and request it, and they could bring it out. But they've asked for those items. I explained to them. So I explained to one of them via email that the board had already decided on this. There's a policy, and the policy is it's the general manager's discretion of what, within our records retention policy, can be turned over to them, copied or originals. That's kind of where we left it. I think with some degree of frustration, they met with me again and said, you know, we'd really like to get this going. And I explained to them kind of how we've arrived at this moment, and that where it used to be a relatively robust district with lots of bandwidth, there's very little bandwidth now. I cannot, in good conscience, without the board's direction, assign staff to go exclusively look for historical documents. They volunteered to go through the documents themselves, to which point I said, I can't guarantee that there won't be some documents in there that are not for public consumption, and it could be personnel files or anything else, which they pushed me on that and said, is there personnel files in it? Aren't they supposed to be in lock and key? And it is true. They are to be under lock and key, but we've got documents from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and 90s, and you're asking me, I can't answer definitively whether there was a mistake at some point in time. So with that, we were much more comfortable with having staff go through things like that. So I gave them a further example. If, for example, I needed to fill out a grant application that required some historical background, and I had to go dig through that to find that, and I found some documents, I would pull those out, understanding the Historical Society would be interested in copies or a record of that. And at that point, this is, you know, we could make strides towards providing those that information that they wanted. What they're interested in, again, and I don't know if the board's going to have to decide whether you want to agendize this or not, they've asked to get on the agenda again to have a policy that automatically turns over documents to them in a prescribed time limit. So, for example, every 10 years we turn over all minutes from this date to this date, and just as an example. I told them that that's kind of an arduous task to draw up a policy like that. We'd have to get our attorney involved, and they requested that they get on the agenda, and the board will be addressing that at the end of the agenda when you're deciding future agenda items. I told them that I would just suggest it to the board. I left it with them that we are all very interested in preserving the history of this district. We're all working in the same direction. It's just a little bit difficult with the staff that we have. I promised that I would look in the basement here for two items that they identified, and I would open up the roundhouse that we've almost hermetically sealed just because it's dangerous and we don't want homeless breaking in there. So I'll go through the task of getting our staff to kind of open the door to that, and we'll have to seal it shut again. But they say that there are a couple of items in there that belong to this Historical Society. And then, I'm sorry, I don't remember her name, that had the office over here at a historical...
Elaine Null.
Elaine Null. They asked for the Elaine Null historical information, and that was all divvied up a long time ago. We don't have anything. It was given to various people, including the city of Pittsburgh, and some other interested people, and I don't know if the Historical Society got any of that information.
I don't think so.
Anyway, but there's some questions I can answer right away. We do have some documents. We may be able to get to them right away. But that's kind of where we left it, that we're working in the same direction, on the same page. We're all interested in having this historical record kept. And like I say, at the end of the meeting today, when the board is setting the agenda, that's it. You can give it. Provide me direction then whether or not that is on the agenda. And that's all I have. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, General Manager. I appreciate that thorough report. Next is Legal Counsel report, and we have none. Number 8, Public Communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. And we have a request to speak form from Eduardo Torres. Welcome, Mr. Torres.
Hey, it's been a while.
Nice to see you.
Well, here for a couple of reasons, and one of the reasons Doug just touched on was our first 5 workshop that we have the 21st on Wednesday from 6 to 8, and I want to personally invite everyone to come be part of this process. Yes, here it's going to be here at the Rec Center.
Next Wednesday.
The 21st, yeah, so that's 2 weeks from tonight.
What
time? 6 to 8. Yeah. Is it 6 to 8 or
6 to 8?
6 to 8:30. Yeah, 6 to 8:30, so it's about 2.5 hours. Probably be some dinner. I believe there's babysitting for those who got kids who are interested in coming. So yeah, I've been helping First Five with this. They asked me to be part of this process as a community member. You know, I've been working within the nonprofit sector for like the last couple of years with Tenants Together. And so we're part of a coalition in Concord. And they know I care about the park, so they asked me to be part of the planning committee. So I just want to formally invite everyone to come be part of this process. We're at the step now where you can start. We're asking the residents to really start dreaming. right? So we picked out what the priorities are, what the issues are in some of the parks and stuff, and they pinpointed Ambrose and Lynbrook as two parks that we could probably do some, you know, projects there with. So it'd be great, and as you know, Doug mentioned, that's probably, you guys can't talk amongst yourself, but still, you know, come and listen and listen to what the residents have to say, because they have some great ideas, and I think they could do some nice work there at Ambrose Park, and maybe even Lynbrook too, hopefully. And the second reason I'm here is because we came here maybe when the pool opened, I believe it was mentioned that we wanted like a sign there to say, hey, there's Ambrose Park, and I don't think I've seen one yet. And the reason I'm bringing this up, because still as a member of ACE, we've been working with Mark De La O, who's part of the Contra Costa Traffic Department. He's an engineer. And so he's working with us to hopefully put some speed humps in Shore Road and Shore Acres, and also address some of the traffic issues on Alves Lane. And so while we're making those asks, you know, I'm figured since it's county land, how we could probably squeeze that in. So I just want to see if that's a true, you know, I don't know if that could be answered, but if that's the case, you know, when we are making these asks, we want to see how we could, you know, put that sign in. And if it's something that the district has to get involved in, I'm not sure how that works, but it is something that obviously, like, a lot of residents and people who have come to ACE meetings have mentioned, like, we'd like to see a sign, where's the sign? And when that happens, and if that happens, you know, again, you know, we're in touch with Mark DeLao from the Contra Costa County Traffic Engineer Department. So anything that we can do to help, to pressure him, you know, let us know, we'll do that. And we'll hopefully like to see a sign that's bilingual too, you know, not just in English, but also in Spanish. So yeah, that's why I'm here tonight. See you guys soon. See you guys the 21st.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, anybody else? Ms. Tin.
All right, there you go. So I'm speaking in a completely separate, just from a residential standpoint. So I've been a homeowner now for like the past year, and I've lived in Bay Point for like 3 years now. And I've never owned a car since I've been here. So that brings up an interesting issue for me. I'm a biker, I want to speak to you guys about the bike lane situation here. I don't know if there's anybody in charge of the street sweeping or what the situation is, if it's regular or what it is, but there is regularly a lot of glass in the bike lanes. If I'm not running over glass and I'm swerving, you know, out of the way of an animal, you know, that's been hit earlier, or you know, what the case may be. And besides that, there's a lot of sections on Willow Pass where the lane is only an inch.
Yeah.
And so I'm having to either ride on the sidewalk and I'm hitting pedestrians, or I have to ride in the road and I'm getting honked at. So I don't know if there's a way that can be addressed by a traffic specialist or something, where the lanes can be widened or something like that. So that was, you know, my first kind of thing. And then the second thing is that I really noticed that there are no trash cans all up and down Willow Pass. So I get a detailed look at Bay Point every day, just trash everywhere, and it breaks my heart. And I think that if we just did a simple step of putting trash cans even just by the bus stops, that would alleviate a lot of the trash that we're seeing on Willow Pass Road, just on Willow Pass. So those are kind of like my two concerns. I don't really know how we could even go about addressing
that. Let me just let you know that those are concerns that we don't have any jurisdiction over.
Okay.
It was such a, you know, small meeting. I thought you should be able to have a chance to speak. So
yeah.
The meeting you really want to go to is the Bay Point MAC meeting.
Okay.
It's the first Tuesday of every month.
Okay.
They meet from 7 to 9 here. And anybody who would be involved in making those decisions is there. You'll see
okay.
the county people.
Perfect.
And sheriffs and all sorts.
Awesome.
So that would be a great place to have. But
awesome.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank
appreciate
you so much
that.
For your time. I
yeah.
appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jason. Anybody else? Okay. Now moving on to 9. Into board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. First, consider approving the mid-year revised budget for 2017-2018 as presented.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you know, this is an annual event. We formulate the budget for the fiscal year starting July 1st. It is always our best guess based on past history and future events. What we do at the mid-year is try to be a little bit more accurate in our projections now that we're 6 months into it. Things do happen, change, and this is an opportunity for us to kind of better align the budget with the expenditures that are actually occurring. Mary Jane does a very good job having done this year after year after year, but there inevitably are things that we did not account for that we make recommendations and present that to the board for approval at this time. So Mary Jane will go over some of the items, and again, not a whole lot, but just to draw your attention to some things that have impacted the budget for the first 6 months.
We did redo the budget in October, so that's why there's not a lot to change at this point. Let's see. A lot of it is self-explanatory. The ones with the asterisks with no explanation, they're just small changes that from October's changes. The pool is still a question mark. I mean, we know a little better now, but that being the first year of the pool, we still don't know exactly how this is going to go. I know Lori has a lot of new programs and lessons and stuff planned and earlier, like in May, to start. So hopefully we'll have more income, but that means more expenses too. And y'all know pools are right. Do not make money, but mm-hmm. It's not. This last year was not as bad as we expected, so it's a good thing. That was a good thing. Let's see. There's a few things that I had to, and Doug had to investigate under administrative expenses. If you go to the expenses, mm-hmm. CSDA, there was an increase in their dues, and we found out what that was. That was something I did, but it should have been that. It should have been the $1,600. There was no error. Was my error. And then for some reason our property taxes went up, and it's very odd, went up $1,600, and it may be because of the pool, adding the pool. They don't really explain what it is on the bill. Let's see. We had a lot of issues, a lot of our expenses for the parks, we had a lot of irrigation issues, a lot. And the water prices out here are pretty high. And we lost a lot of money just with broken lines, with sprinkler heads breaking, the pumps, the what have you. But actually, now that we are going to be changing our contract with our grounds people and hopefully adding the irrigation to the contract, they will be taking care of that stuff. And they'll be able to spot something faster because we have two guys working 9 parks, and they will be here. They come to every park once a week, so they'll be able to tell faster than we can. Anyways, that was a lot of the, and we have repaired a lot of things, so hopefully the second half will be a lot better than that. We had issues at Amherst Park with homeless breaking in the bocce ball, and that kind of thing is an ongoing thing that we have to replace and repair things. We did replace the fly bar under the playgrounds at the park, so that was an extra $7,000 that we had to spend, and we have to do that every few years because by law we have to have 12 inches. We're supposed to have 12 inches of the chips under the playgrounds. Lembrook's doing well because you put the well in. Because we put the well in, there's yes. extra money at the end of the year to carry over for Lembrook Park. So, which if they, yeah. that was one of them you guys wanted to improve, and we will have a few funds for that. It'll be interesting to see how much we have left this year, but last year we were under about $5,600 that we have in reserve for Lembrook Park in case something good. Big happens. And as I said, the pool expenses, we'll be able to tell a little easier within the next, this next season cycle, what it's gonna look like. The grants, the teen center got a raise in their grant. It's now $96,000. So, which I believe when we started years ago, it was like $72,000. So they are happy with what Randy's doing also, and he's being able to put more things for the kids back there and do more programs and take them places. So it's all very good. And working with the Youth Academy, they're hand in hand, and they're just great. It's just going really well. We did not receive a Kaiser grant this year, but hopefully we'll get one next year. And other than that, did anybody have any questions?
Madam Chair, I do have questions. Mm-hmm. I see that we're looking at new programs for spring. How does that, you know, the ones that were being planned, you know, like these jazz and hip hop classes, mm-hmm. and tap and yoga and more. Mm-hmm. How does that affect our budget at all?
Well, they'll probably, and I think Lori's going to run them like our classes we have now, and they bring in the income, we pay which we take here, and then we pay them 70% of the income.
So that would mean extra
income every month.
For us, if possible.
Yes.
All these classes open
yes.
up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We need more
recreation. Yeah. Yeah. We're running out of space,
yes,
though.
Sir.
I make a motion that we approve the budget adjustments for fiscal 2017.
And I second it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia is absent. Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
B, consider adopting a policy to allow memorials in district parks.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a continuation of the discussion that was held at the last board meeting, where the board decided that they would like to consider a policy for memorials in our parks. The biggest question is the cost of the memorials, what they would be charged for each one of the available memorials, which would include, we had a discussion about pavers because they're less expensive. If you look at the application, it actually identifies the costs on there.
Yeah.
I did call Antioch. They get very few. I believe that Nancy Kaiser, the current director of this, says she's never had a request for a memorial in the park. But they did send me their fees, and these are comparable to their fees, just a little less. So for a tree, it would be $450. It's a new tree with a plaque. A bench would be $1,500. A plaque for an existing tree would be $200, and a paver would be $100. Now, currently we have no provisions to put any pavers. We have no memorial wall or memorial area for that, but that doesn't mean we can't develop something of that nature in one of our parks at some point in time. This would just establish the fee for it as part of the policy. So this is what I've recommended here, and this is open for discussion. I can change the fees if the board is desiring to do that, or any of the language in the policy itself. It's a fairly straightforward information. And again, I've only had one request for a memorial at this point in time. So there's real no sense of urgency, but most municipalities and special districts do have policies for memorials in parks.
Madam Chair.
Please.
Mr. General Manager, thank you very much for going through all this, and thank you for the corrections and changes. That is exactly what we were talking about, was something that gave some confidence that there was some money if we had to spend, because we're going to have to spend money after the silly things are in. And so thank you very much. It's well thought out, well done, and I appreciate everything that you did and all the time you put into it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I did with that.
Yeah,
Madam Chair, I just wanted to ask where the pricing, where was it? Was it based on another district's pricing?
Yes. So the board asked me to look at regionally what they're charged. I know what they're charged in some of the more affluent communities, which was a little bit out of our pocketbook's reach. So you look at the actual cost and you figure out how much labor would be, mm-hmm. and it's a guesstimate of how many man hours, and that's how we arrived at these particular costs that we have here. For example, a paver would cost the district $25. A plaque is about $100. A tree is about $150. Mm-hmm. A bench is about $750. So we contemplated the maintenance within that, the installation and maintenance within that, and still keeping it reasonable so people can actually participate in the program.
But who actually does the inscription on pavers? Who do you get to do that?
I use Alpine Awards in Concord. They do an excellent job.
Interesting.
Madam Chair, I have another question.
Sure.
How about vandalism? If, let's say we have like a sign that's been vandalized. What happens?
For the plaques?
Yeah.
Well, we have kind of a disclaimer there that we can do the best we possibly can. If there's any damage, you know, we're not responsible for that. We'll do the best we can to restore it to its condition. But some of these things are, you know, it's very challenging. People decide to destroy something, and if they want to, they generally do. But there is no guarantee that they will be replaced, and we have to make that clear to the users. And we would like to put them in a location that, you know, is frequented by park users and less likely to have vandals around. So we would be strategic in where we put these things. So.
Because I remember at one point, I think the Lions Den was vandalized, and mm-hmm. they took the lot, whatever they did.
They took the
Memorial
Soldiers
plaque.
Memorial yeah. thing out, and they threw in the that. Pool, and there was another plaque there too that they took and
they're a little destroyed. Bit bigger and more attractive to destroying. And as you may know, the one plaque has been restored. It's out there, and in fact, the Historical Society asked me to have that plaque put up, and it was there during the dedication, reopening of the grand opening of the pool. And the other plaque is the pool plaque that we just haven't found a suitable location yet, considering mm-hmm. the vandalism. But I think, you know, when you're looking at the plaques for the trees, they're much smaller and much less inviting to vandalize. Right. Somebody would really want to go out of their way to vandalize those.
You just stole it.
Yeah. Stole it. That's right.
Well, Madam Chair, I got to tell you, we talked about this a great deal at the last meeting, and I thank the General Manager for really going through it. We had a long conversation about charge, don't charge, you know, do things, don't do things, make them fix them forever. And so this policy change is massive, and thank you very much. If there are no more questions, I'm ready for a motion.
Yes.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
Okay,
Madam Chair, I make a motion that we adopt the policy as presented, allowing memorials in district parks.
I second it.
Okay, thank you.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye.
The record show Director Garcia is absent.
Okay. Next is public hearing. We don't have any. Closed session. We don't have any. Number 12, committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each board member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments.
Madam Chair, I spoke about this during our budgets committee meeting. I would like to ask the board if we could invite Golden State Water's manager to come and talk with us about why this district doesn't, why their water district doesn't have a agricultural rate, which they have in the corporation that owns them, has agricultural rates in all their other areas, but not in Bay Point. And so I'd like to have her come and talk to us.
Is that interesting, board? Do you need to make a motion on that?
No,
just
we have to
direct.
Agree.
Oh,
just,
yeah, just
I agree.
Agree. You agree?
I agree.
You agree?
I agree.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Great.
No.
Anything else?
Nope.
Director?
Madam Chair.
Yeah, please.
I was able to attend the Federal Glover's Craft Feed. It was the other month, and they definitely knew that we were there. I mean,
good.
You know, I definitely let him know, and unfortunately, he forgot my name. so that was, you know,
a senior moment.
I was just a senior moment, and then he came and hugged me and goes, I am so sorry. And it, you know, it's just something that happens, but I want everybody to know it happens to everyone.
Right.
You know, and I just thought it was really funny, but it was really nice. It was very nice. And he just said that he was happy that I was there, you know, to represent the board. And I said, I'm happy to represent them. So that was a good feeling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Director Torres?
Well, thank you for voting me as vice chair while I was gone. Well, by the way, right. Well, I was sick. But thank you, of course. And thank you for being a chair. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
finally, I'm like, yes.
Yes.
Well, I'm very excited about that. But I also wanted to share that I'm so happy that the group here that was having a strike finally were able to get their negotiations done, and they're very thankful to us for helping them through their battles. And so I just wanted to share that with you because the head of the machinist labor union came up to me and said, please thank the people from the Ambrose district for being very helpful to us while we were going through this struggle.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
We have to help our own.
Yeah, that's right. I'm wondering if, because our community member Torres brought up that he wants to, you know, put a bug in the ear of the county people about a sign on Bailey Road. So do we want to bring that? Do we want to discuss that? Have it be a discussion item on our agenda? Do we need it? Does it just need to go through you?
Madam Chair, I just have a question. There used to be one. Mm-hmm. There used to be one up there. I just wondered what happened to the sign. Because it was up there on Bailey Road, and it showed an arrow where all the homes were there. It showed where it was in English and Spanish.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm asking is, what have happened to that sign? You know,
I don't
know, but I remember
I'm
when
sure
I first
the county
moved
probably
here.
Took it down when they took the houses down.
Yeah, I would believe so.
Yeah.
There is a sign that says Ambrose Park on a pole.
With a swimmer.
With a swimmer and an arrow.
A little tiny one.
yeah, it is a very tiny one. I mean,
well,
it's a
large one.
It's the, you know, don't park here sign. Size, you know.
Yeah.
So it is humongous. But
they won't let us have
if they say to you, if you go to the county, we got one, you can't argue there is one, but it's not one that has any draw on the eye.
Yeah.
My only concern, Madam Chair, is that we just need to make sure the general manager is we're not stepping into his area. I mean, if he's cool with doing signage, having us bring it back to the board and talk about that's fine, but I think that he's more than capable of arm twisting somebody.
Yeah, and that would be my recommendation is to actually approach the county and let them know that it has been the sentiment of the district to have a sign there, and we would be great to work with them in doing that. And whoever needs to contact me, just put them in touch with me, and we'll start.
With that person.
Yeah.
Absolutely. See, that way it's better because
exactly.
we're not, that's not our bailiwick.
No.
I figured that.
And that is so his bailiwick, so
yeah.
If,
no,
they can, if they can work with him,
yeah,
that would be perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Sorry.
No, no, I just want to make sure he's got all the gravitas behind him that you need.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anything else, anybody?
I just want to go back again, Mr. General Manager, and tell you, it's not that you haven't heard it more than 1,000 times. I stopped at a Anuta the other day. One of our staff members was out there picking up garbage, and I stopped and personally thanked him. But would you please make sure that every member of the staff knows that the five of us are deeply indebted to them and thank them so much. The work ethic of the current staff is radically different, and we're very grateful for the, you know, as I told him, Anuta is my home park because I literally pass it every day. And so I can tell you I have never seen in the course of two trips, so going to school and coming back, graffiti. I mean, that's how quick they are, our staff is, at getting rid of that stuff. And so please make sure that they know that we are always saying attaboy from the state.
And our new officer, did he have to leave?
He's been doing
a great job in ensuring that the homeless are not, you know, settling in there as they have a tendency to do. We did have some graffiti over the weekend, but we have a policy that we get it down right away. We actually bought a sprayer specifically for that purpose. So we, when it's up, we get it down as soon as we possibly can.
Is that why the truck was in on the yard?
Yes,
the
yeah, yeah. And if we only have 2.5 employees, and you know, they do a really good job because, you know, we know that that's a very high priority for this community. So we've been doing that. Also, if I could ask the chair if you wouldn't mind entertaining at least a brief discussion on the Historical Society's request to be on an agenda, whether you like that or not.
Yeah, I agree. Do I have three? Yes.
Okay.
So they'll all be on the agenda.
Please.
Okay.
And I just wanted to make one more comment. I think it's one of the really beautiful things about living in a small town is we all have our parks, like you say, and I see the park employees out at my home park, which is Lynbrook, and it is really nice to have it be so small and quaint that, you know, they now know me, I can be in the streets out there with my dogs, and they wave, and it's just real small town, and, you know, we have the resident deputies, and it's just really, you know, we really need to all sit in that and really revel in it and just really appreciate that. We're really lucky, and I always tell you guys this every month, but you know, I come in here and I call Doug or I call Mary Jane or talk to Debbie, and I mean, I get my answer right then. It's just, it's really neat, and I just love living here and really love being a part of this park district. It's really cool, and thank you so much for all your work on the budget and Doug with everything that you do too.
Yeah, I just want to also, Madam Chair, let the board know from a general manager's perspective is our, the employees come in and often tell me that they have talked to a board member or ran into a board, and it makes them feel so good to be acknowledged and to even have a conversation. It means the world to them. So thank you very much for your acknowledgement of the staff and the job that they do, because they do an absolute fantastic job. So thank you very much for that.
That's cool. Do I have
anything else? We adjourn.
I second it.
All right.
Consensus. It's done.
I know. Is that
it? Yes.
I know. It's okay. Like,
all in
favor. Yeah.
I'm really nervous. It's like, oh wait, that's been held by those two for so long.
I didn't
even
get to earlier. Ah, you have to
eat. Yeah. You know, you want to make sure that you're not stepping on toes. It's like, wait.